public transportation in the Cape Fear region is about to get a reboot. That's the word New Hanover County Commission Chair Julia Olson-Bozeman used to describe the revision of the Wilmington-New Hanover County Joint Wave Agreement. It was late last year that the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners ended funding for Wave Transit by 2021. It was a split and contentious vote. But dissolving the public transit system itself was never the goal, says County Commission Chair Julia Olson-Bozeman. In fact, she says, a new interlocal agreement that's now in the works will include running some routes more frequently in transportation-dependent areas.
We need an innovative transportation system that is resourced appropriately and restructured with enhanced services, not less services. We need to consider how rideshare and other transportation options can be incorporated. Paratransit services for those in our community who can't access fixed bus routes must be enhanced.
The city of Wilmington already provides most of the funding for the area's public transit system, which was launched in 2004. But with a $1.4 million outlay and an unplanned $100,000+ this fiscal year, Wilmington Mayor Bill Saffo says the system needs another funding model.
And every so often when the money runs out, they come back to the elected bodies and say we need more additional funding. I think it's unfair to Wave. I think it's unfair to the citizens that provide that need this service, and it's also unfair to the taxpayers, because when we set our budgets every year, we've set them, and to change course in the middle of the year and ask for $500,000, $250,000, whatever the number is, creates a lot of angst within our elected bodies.
Last fall, Olson-Bozeman told WHQR she knows and understands citizens need readily available transportation, but she said Wave has problems: long wait times, routes that have very few riders, and system officials asking for more money each year to do the same things. There's no innovation, she told us, in meeting the needs of the community. What Olson-Bozeman describes now as a reboot will also require doing away with the current Wave leadership.
Our expectation, or my expectation, is yes, there's going to be new management and a new board, probably a board being made up of some of the people maybe you see up here today.
It was New Hanover County Commissioners Patricia Kusek and Woody White and Wilmington City Council members Clifford Barnett and Charlie Rivenbark who flanked County Chair Olson-Bozeman and Mayor Saffo at the Tuesday afternoon announcement. There wasn't a Wave official in sight.
Right now, I have no faith in that board and administration.
The two local government bodies will consider a joint resolution later this month to formalize their work on a new interlocal agreement. They will direct staff to develop specific recommendations, including, says Mayor Saffo, a predictable revenue stream.
We will also be looking at our individual agreements that oversee the governance of Wave. Do we have all the municipalities at the table that need to be involved? Are they willing to support the system financially? Is the agreement balanced? Does the agreement set the stage for this next critical phase so Wave can help with the growth of our thriving city, our county, and our region?
And Saffo says they hope to do this with no property tax increase. Officials also say they hope to have that new interlocal agreement ready by July of 2021. And they say that throughout the process, there will be opportunities for public input. In the meantime, the buses, they promise, will continue to run. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.